The oldest books of the Bible are more than 3,000 years old, and the most recent ones were written 19 centuries ago. None of the original manuscripts, the autographs, still exist. However, this book, which was written so long ago, has been transmitted with an accuracy that defies imagination. Copied and recopied by hand for generations, that is, up to the invention of the printing press in the 15th century, the biblical texts we have are incredibly accurate. The usual form of ancient manuscripts was the papyrus or parchment scroll, a more useful writing material than the clay tablets that were used previously. Papyrus, a type of rush or reed, provided a kind of paper that was already used by the Egyptians in the 3rd millennium BC. This material, however, was fragile and did not last long. Parchment, made of animal skins, was much more expensive and hard-wearing, but this also wore out in the process of time. Therefore, in order to preserve a work, it had to be copied. From the very beginning, the Israelites were aware of the sacred nature of the scriptures and took great care of them. The preservation of the manuscripts of the Hebrew Bible and the accurate transmission of them for the use of future generations became the essential task of the Jewish scribes of the Old Testament. Their unique responsibility was to guard and copy the sacred texts. Copies could only be made of a certified manuscript. The scribes did not have the right to make the slightest change, nor could they copy from memory. They had to reproduce the text letter by letter and word by word. When a copy was finished, all the letters and all the words were counted. If any were missing, the manuscript was rejected and usually destroyed, and the scribe had to begin all over again. Once the new manuscript was finished and found to be accurate, it was declared valid and could replace the old one. This scrupulously careful system, perfected by the Jews, guaranteed that the books of the Old Testament were accurately handed down throughout the centuries. Modern-day research and archaeological discoveries have provided proof of the great reliability of the Hebrew Bible. One piece of evidence is of particular importance. It was the discovery in 1947 of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Amongst these invaluable documents, there was found a complete scroll of Isaiah's work in Hebrew, dating from the 1st or even the 2nd century BC. Except for a few minor details, the text tallies exactly with the oldest known Hebrew manuscripts, which were copied 1,000 years later. This provides clear insight into the accuracy of the method of the Hebrew scribes. With regard to the New Testament, which was written in the second half of the 1st century, the constantly growing demand for the Word of God also required handwritten copies. Very early on, already in the 2nd or 3rd centuries, Christians began to use a type of book which was easier to read than the traditional scroll. It was called a codex. Similar to modern-day books, it was made up of pages folded and bound together and often had a protective cover. Very many scrolls were needed for all the books of the Bible, but one codex could contain them all. Some of these books, of which the oldest date from the beginning of the 4th century, have been preserved. The New Testament was written in the language of the time, which was a sort of Greek. It was long believed that this was a sacred dialect and not the common speech of the people. But in the 19th and 20th centuries, the discovery in Egypt and elsewhere of thousands of old manuscripts, some of which date from the 2nd and 3rd centuries, supplied the evidence that the New Testament had indeed been written during the 1st century in the popular speech of the day. The most ancient manuscripts date from only about 50 years after the autographs were written. The oldest fragment discovered contains part of John's Gospel and dates from about 125 to 130 AD, that is to say approximately only 30 years after the time that the Apostle John is believed to have written his Gospel. The impressive amount of available texts of the New Testament is a guarantee of the accuracy of Bibles today. All these documents give clear evidence that Christians of the modern era can read the New Testament in a text that is all but identical with that used by 2nd century believers. Next episode, the preservation of the Bible.